a Workers' Day, so I think it's a good opportunity to reflect on the state of work here in Lagos, which brings me to today's big hard fact. According to the National Bureau of Statistics, Lagos State had a labor force of 6.8 million in the second quarter of 2020. In the second quarter of 2020, Lagos State had a labor force of 6.8 million. So there were almost 7 million Lagosians of working age. Now, out of that number, the NBS said that 3.99 million were fully employed, 1.5 million were underemployed, and 1.3 million were unemployed. So today, I just want us to talk about work. Throughout the hour, I'm going to be bringing you some of the big Workers' Day headlines and those goodwill messages that are always published. But it's not going to be our focus. Our focus is you, your work journey, right? So when you give me a call, I want you to tell me what your first job was, how much you were paid, what your current job is. If you're comfortable telling us how much you're being paid right now, go ahead and share. You tell me two things you love about your current job. You will tell me two things you would change about your current job. If I said tell me one thing now, a lot of people say salary. And it don't go sweet. So tell me two things that you would change about your current job. So that's the format for this hour, Lagos. 01465-7190. That's for women. 01465-7190. That's for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. So again, when you give me a call, tell me what your first job was. Tell me how much you were paid on your first job. If you currently have your first job, I also want to hear from you. Then you'll tell me what your current job is. If you're comfortable telling us how much you're making on your current job, go ahead and share that with us as well. And then you tell me two things you love about your current job. You'll tell me two things you would change about your current job. You know, like I said, if I said tell me one thing, you tell me salary. So tell me two things. So that's it. That's what we're doing from now until 6 o'clock. It's a public holiday. Let's just talk, right? So during the 3 to 4 o'clock hour, I shared that my first job. So growing up, we had a supermarket. And my first job was manager of that supermarket. My father wasn't paying me salary. But I was running that supermarket whenever I was back home from school, either secondary school or university. I'll just go over to the supermarket and run it for him or supervise the people who were working for us at the time. So that was my first job. But my first, like, official job was as a floor attendant, you know. So the equivalent of what's a good example to use now? So say ShopRite. So for instance, a ShopRite, but instead of a ShopRite, they're selling clothes, lots and lots and lots of clothes. So my very first job was working in that place where they were selling lots of clothes. So you attend to customers, you make sure that they get what they're looking for, if it's a shirt they want, if it's a skirt, if it's pants, you get the right size for them, you recommend what would go with what, you arrange your section, etc., etc. That was my very first job. We had to stand in our sections for hours and hours and hours. So if you were on the morning shift, you got to work at 7:30, and you stand where you worked from 8 until like 4 p.m. And then if you're working the afternoon shift, you get to work at anywhere between 2 and 3. Then you stand from 4 until 9 p.m. It was hard, hard work. And my salary at the time, my very first salary was, it was 25,000, but by the time they take away all the taxes, it came down to like 23,000 something. And that was my salary, you know, back then. And it was difficult. I didn't have to do it, but I just wanted the independence of having that work and having that money be my own money, you know. And that was my very first job. That was my very first official job, you know. And then I went from there into radio and then, you know, just kept going and going and going. And now I'm here. Lots of years in there. Lots and lots of years in there. But that was my first job. That was my first official job. My first unofficial job was free labor. for my dad at his supermarket. Now it's over to you. Tell me your story. 01465-7190 for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. If you are working at your first job right now, I want to hear your story as well. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Sunday.
Sunday, do you have a formal job or you run a business?
Yes, I have a former job that I really enjoyed before I resigned on it.
Okay. Oh, you resigned. Okay. But yeah. Well, before we talk about the job you resigned from, tell me about your very first job.
Oh, my very first job, before, I was a businessman.
Okay.
So when they locked the port, so I decided to force myself to become a worker. I started from being a supervisor in a cleaning company.
Okay.
Then we were working. I'm a supervisor as a cleaner in a Keystone Bank. There it was Bank PHB.
Okay.
So at that process, from there, I used to wash car for the staff, clean car for them. From them, okay. I would help them to repack it.
Okay.
And the lady just see me say, "Why are you still doing cleaner at this age? And you know how to drive?" I said, "I know how to drive. I don't have driving license."
Mm.
So it's okay. She do driving license for me.
Mm-hmm.
And start from that second round. So that was how I started driving job.
Okay.
So after that, before I now work in the last place I worked for 10 years, that was the longest service I did.
Mm.
2015, the man charged me $1 million for doing a good job.
Oh.
And in that 10 years, I think I built a house.
Oh.
Yeah, so I still have my daughter in university, Federal University.
Oh.
Polo. So before, the man now relocated out of the country. So I really enjoyed that one.
Okay.
Then I've not gotten a good job. The one I'm just doing now, just to be as if, instead of me being at
something.
Home, I'm just doing contract driver.
Do you remember the first? Do you remember the first salary you earned?
Sir?
The first salary you earned.
The first salary I earned was a supervisor salary. Then was 9,000 naira. While cleaners are 7,000 naira.
Woo! My God.
Then.
My God.
So after that, before I now become a driver, I become collecting 25,000. In a GT bank.
Mm, okay.
So after that, I'm now beginning to manage before I get to this stage.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. And I'm impressed by the journey that you have had. And thank you for sharing your story with us. We've got Harrison on the line. Hi, Harrison.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Harrison. Thanks for calling.
I'm calling from FaceTag.
Welcome to the show.
Now, you want to talk about my first time job.
Yes. What was your first job and your first salary?
My first salary was 400 naira.
400 naira? Okay.
Yes, that was far back as 1998. I know what I just missed.
400 naira was a lot of money in 1998 now.
It wasn't. Yes. It was supposed to be 700 naira.
Okay.
But I was holding the man. Some money.
Okay.
You guys start paying me for now for some time.
Okay. What job were you doing?
I'm an artist.
Okay.
I'm an artist. I went to learn and I went to learn from him.
Okay.
How to do some artwork.
Okay.
And I couldn't pay my apprenticeship fee.
Okay.
So now I'm actually working for him. He was paying me 400 naira then.
Okay.
But it was fun, yeah. I remember after they paid me the first salary, I went to use it to eat burger.
Okay.
But thank God now I have my own studio. I don't work for anybody. I pay salary and living from there.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling to share your story with us. What did I buy with my first salary? I think I gave everything to my dad as first fruit. Then from my second salary, I think what I spent a lot of my money on was abacha. I really love abacha. Like, I can eat abacha morning, afternoon, and night. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
What's your name? Oh, call back if you can. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Yeah, good evening, President. My name is Adeyinka Oladele, calling from... I'm somewhere around the Isolo area.
Now. Okay, Adeyinka. Thanks for calling. Turn your radio off and then tell me about your first job.
Oh, sorry. I forgot to do that.
It's okay.
It's a very funny topic that you read today. You just tried you made me to remember those long days in the past.
Okay.
Anyway, my first salary, I could say, was a sales rep job.
Okay.
I think it was 2000 then, back in 1993.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. I was selling this encyclopedia and some educational material.
Oh, nice.
But I had to walk all through the streets of different places in Lagos.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I did a job for like 6 months. I couldn't sell a single book.
Oh.
It was that challenging. So I felt bad within myself, so mm-hmm. I had to look for...
1993, people were really poor. That was Babangida era, Abi.
Yeah, you were right. You're right, it was Babangida area.
People were poor, so I'm sure they were not spending your books.
I eventually moved from that place to First Bank as a graduate trainee officer.
Okay.
So then we're heading, it was two times. We've been paid two times. First, we get paid on the first of every month and on the 19th.
Okay.
I think on the first of every month, we get paid like 1,900 or so, if I could remember.
Okay.
And on the 19th, I think about 2,000 and something. Altogether, it's within the range of 4,000 plus.
Okay.
Anyway, I moved from there to another bank.
Okay.
To Standard Trust Bank, where I became head of operations at the time.
Nice.
And I was earning close to like 3 million. In a year or so.
Nice.
Anyway, I worked there for a few years before I moved to the United Kingdom.
Okay.
So, and after sojourning for like 10 years, I came back to Nigeria and started business of my own.
Okay, all right. Quite the journey there. It's good to sometimes look back. It's good to sometimes look back, right? Thank you so much for calling to share with us. We've got Abigail on the line. Hi, Abigail.
Good evening, Sandra.
How are you?
I'm good.
What was your first job, Abigail?
Well, my first job, I worked for my mom in my secondary school years. I never received any payment.
Okay.
But when I finished my secondary school, I worked in a 1 year before I actually got admission into the university.
Okay.
And I can remember that I was, the first salary I collected was 7,000, graduated to 10,000, and I think I left with about 13,000. Yeah, 13,500. Mm-hmm. That was my last salary for working with that man.
Okay.
And the interesting thing was that it was the money I've been saving my mom from that salary that she was able to buy some farm produce, because we started in the north then.
Okay.
So she was able to buy me farm produce and kept for me that, okay, when it's time to sell that, I can easily point to, okay, I want to sell this.
Mm.
And incidentally, the day I got my admission, I didn't know, because I don't have a phone then.
Mm.
A friend called my brother and like, okay, it seems they've given me an admission, and the admission fee is going to close that day. And got back home from work around 2:30, and bank was to close for 4.
Mm.
And my mom wasn't at home. I was like, okay, what am I going to do? So I was able to get to our friend's place, called her, and like, okay, I have a produce, so she should follow me there. She should go and sell it, and so I can get the money to the bank.
Oh.
And that was how I was able to pay for my admission fee. And with that also, I was able to pay for my first year school fees from that same salary. And now, while all through my university days, I was selling pastries and cakes and all.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm an entrepreneur. I make clothes and hair pieces.
Okay,
so that's
right.
My journey so far.
That's a nice journey. I'm looking forward to what you're going to do with the rest of your life, Abigail. But
thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling and sharing. I like that. If you just tuned in, hello to you. Happy holidays. We're just talking about what our first jobs were, how much we were paid when we got our first jobs, our first salary, the very first salary we ever made. How much was it? That's what we're talking about on the show. Because yesterday was Workers' Day, so we're still celebrating International Workers' Day. So it's a good opportunity to reflect on our journey as people who are working, you know. So I've shared my story. Lots of people have called in and shared their stories as well. But I want to hear from you particularly. So give me a call and tell me what your first job was. Tell me how much you were paid. Tell me what your current job is. And if you're comfortable telling us how much you're earning now, you can tell us. Tell me two things you love about your current job. 01465-7190. That's for women. 01465 0705-7190. For men, 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling. Hello.
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 Thank you for calling. What's your name? Hello.
Yeah, hello, Sandra.
Hi. Turn your radio off. Hi. What's your name?
Yeah, it's off. Yeah, my name is Obadiah.
Obadiah.
Calling from Ikosi.
What was your first job?
Yeah. My first job, I actually work with an electrical company.
Okay.
Named Electric Care. It was at here by then.
Okay.
My first salary was 3,000 naira.
Okay. What did Electric Care do?
Then it's electric... fittings,
okay.
Different fittings, selling
okay.
chandeliers,
okay.
and all kind of electrical equipment and all of that.
I see.
And it was a very nice place anyway.
Okay.
And my first salary was 3,000 naira.
Okay.
Then. And after maybe tax and everything comes to about 2,007 thereabouts and all of that.
Mm.
And that was 1996.
Okay.
As a man. Then currently, we thank God, at least close to like a million, so to say.
Whoa, okay,
so
okay.
The journey so far.
What do you love about your current job? What do you love about your current job?
The logistic firm, the logistic organization,
okay.
into clearing, you know. Forwarding and doing end to end, you know, door to door.
What do you love
clearing,
about it? What do you love
know.
About it?
Oh, well, the atmosphere is awesome.
Okay.
The company is great.
Okay.
It's one of the leading logistic firm in the country
okay.
right now,
okay.
and it's a very wonderful company.
Okay.
And the owners are great people.
Okay.
And more so the activities as well.
Okay.
Taking, I mean, outside maybe the issues at the port and all what have you, and all of that, you know. Yeah, so, but every other thing I think is actually wonderful.
Thank you so much for calling and sharing your story with us. We appreciate it. Man, you know, it's nice to hear these stories, you know, so you hear where people started and you hear where they're at, you know. And my last caller is part of the 1%, you know, who are earning in that bracket. Most people are not earning that much right now. So if you're one of those who's not earning in that bracket, don't feel bad. Trust me, there are way more people who are not earning in that bracket, okay? Okay. 99.3, hello?
Hello?
Hello, what's your name?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is
Lizzo. Good to have you on the show. What was your first job?
My first job was actually a factory job.
Okay.
We had to produce body creams, Vaseline, and all of that.
Nice.
So my salary was at about, that was like 2019
okay.
when I started.
Okay.
It was about 12,000 there.
Your salary in 2019 was 12,000?
12,000 there, yes.
Okay, wow. 1-2
yeah,
as in 12,000. 1-2, 12,000.
What?
12,000, as in 1-2.
Yes.
Okay.
But after removing taxes, either probably you came late during the month and all of that stuff, it came down to 11.
Chiniki me. And this was in 2019, right?
Yes.
Oh
in
my
2019.
God.
And the funny part was that it was stressful. It was a 6 to 8 job.
Ooh.
Like 6 in the morning to 8 in the night.
Jesus.
And we were just 7 in the factory.
Oh my God.
We were just 7.
Oh
so it was very stressful and hectic.
Yeah.
Like,
do you still work
the whole,
there? Do you still work there or have you moved somewhere else?
No, I've moved somewhere else.
Okay. Is this one better?
Yeah, kind of. At least I'm not doing too much. I'm actually working as an attendant in a period shop.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yes.
So that's good.
And I'm paid 14,000 every month.
Okay. I mean, you're chilling, so that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for calling to share your story. I appreciate it. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3.
Adeshewa from Ikorodu.
My good friend Adeshewa. May our line not cut today. Amen.
It must not. My own is quite interesting.
Okay.
My first work was 120 naira.
Oh.
you know this bill is okay. No. I lost, you know, those people that used to carry head pan to work inside.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that was your first job?
Yes. Oh. That was the first time I said that, okay, I'm working, because, you know, I was an NSS student.
Okay.
So I lost both parents the same year.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I still have 5 siblings at my back.
Oh.
So that was it. So my immediate brother would go there, we work. Mm. In fact, it's the person that owns the building that paid for my WAEC then.
Oh.
So after that, that's around 1993, around 95, I went into music, as in I became an instrumentalist. I can do the drum set.
Okay.
And I can play the piano. So that was what we are now sustaining on.
Okay.
All 6 of us.
Okay.
So when it was 1998, I got married. When it was 2000, year 2000, I went for my NC.
Okay.
So throughout my NC days, I used my music to actually sustain.
Okay.
So, but now I'm a teacher.
Okay.
And you asked one question: do I enjoy? Do I enjoy what you are doing?
Yes. Do you love it? Yeah. What do you love about it?
See, one fundamental thing I learned about teaching is that people have different behaviors. Wow, children, they will come to you, they will ask you some questions, you just be looking. Wow. In fact, I quite enjoy it.
Okay.
And what do you think I can change? I don't want any malpractice again. Malpractice is the order of the day in schools now.
Yeah.
No, it's getting out of hand.
Okay.
I remember during my YX time, there's nothing like calculator then. I went into the exam hall with my 4-figure table. That was all. But now, even from YAK office, they are giving them calculators. Even now, you see my baby saying, I want to calculate 1 + 1 with calculator. I was like, No. The only thing I can change there is I want the educational system to change.
Okay.
That's just what I want now. In fact, if somebody called into Sheriff show and said, we're having half-baked graduates. Why won't we? Why won't you? What is a 13-year-old doing in SS3? Because he thought we're in jet age. We invented that jet age, Sandra, and I still continue to say it. We invented it. If they are in jet age, really, then we're supposed to give that to them and they start talking and they start doing anything. Everything. Yes, now. We invented it. That's all you change.
All right, Adeshewa, thank you so much for calling and sharing your story. Adeshewa says she loves to teach. She wishes she could change the culture of examination malpractice. Because, again, these are the questions I'm asking, right? What was your first job? How much was your first salary? What's your current job? If you're comfortable telling us, how much are you being paid right now? What 2 things do you love about your current job? And what 2 things would you change about your current job? That's what we're talking about. It's International Workers Day. It was yesterday at least, but we're still celebrating workers right here on Hard Facts. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello. Oh, that's sad. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, I'll keep taking your calls. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your host on Hard Facts. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. We are the nation's number one station for talk. And that's why we talk about everything. We talk for development here. Stick around if you want to tell me your story about work on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We're back on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
It's 5:30. Very simple questions on the show. What was your first job? How much were you paid? What's your current job? If you're comfortable telling us, how much is your current salary? What do you love about your current job? What would you change about your current job? That's what we're talking about. And we'll talk about it from now until the end of the show. But let me give you a few... what's the word I'm looking for?
a few pieces of info, if you like, about what's happening in the work sector. We're not going to focus on those. We'll just keep talking about your own life, because your own life is way more interesting, to be honest. But the Edo Governor Obaseki used his Workers' Day goodwill message to announce a minimum wage increase. I mentioned this during the Big Three. The government there is shifting the minimum wage from 30,000 naira to 40,000 naira. Obaseki said to explain the decision, quote, "As we all know, the minimum wage of 30,000 naira can barely sustain a family. It will be immoral and mindless for us to continue to pretend we do not know our workers are suffering. The government of Edo has now decided to review the minimum wage for Edo workers from 30,000 naira to 40,000 naira. Undoubtedly, Edo is the first state since the current outbreak of coronavirus to take this initiative. Even though we would have loved to pay more, we hope that this little adjustment will enable us to cushion the impact of the inflation that we are faced with. There's no doubt that the financial implications will be heavy and put another burden on the government. But as a government, we're prepared to make the sacrifices so that the workers can live a better life. Your welfare is our number one priority," end quote. Explanation of Governor Obaseki. So first of all, Obaseki is saying that keeping the minimum wage at 30,000 naira in light of the current economic situation is immoral and mindless. Do you agree? He also acknowledges that the increase should be more, but that this is the best that the state can afford at the moment. And finally, he's saying that even this 25% increase would be a heavy burden on the state government's finances, but it's a sacrifice that is worth making. So let me add another question, you know, to the questions that you would answer if you give us a call. How much do you think that minimum wage should be? What's a reasonable benchmark? And how feasible do you think minimum wage increases are? Because like I always point out, all employers are supposed to pay minimum wage, not just the government. So my caller who called and said she got a job in 2019 at a factory and was being paid 12,000 naira, she's not supposed to be earning 12,000 naira. She's supposed to be earning 30,000 naira. So when you mention an ideal minimum wage, do you think the private sector across the board will be able to pay it? When you hear a Governor Obaseki talking about the financial burden on government, do you think that governments should reduce the size of civil service so that they can pay higher wages to the workers that remain? So those are a few general things to talk about if you don't want to tell us about your first job. But of course, still tell me about your first job, your current job, your first salary, what you like about your current job, what you want to change about your current job. 01465-7190. 0700-993-993-993. These are the numbers to call us on. 01465-7190. That's for women. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. By the way, have I told you we've got two slots to fill in our top 16 for the I Beg to Differ debate tournament that returns next week, Monday? And tomorrow at 4, we're going to have two debaters fight for one of the final spots in the top 16. So two of them will debate tomorrow. Another two will debate on Wednesday to fill the final two slots that we have in our top 16. So tune in tomorrow at 4 p.m. so that you listen to the debates that will happen right here on your number one talk station. 99.3, hello?
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
My name is Ben, Jeremiah.
Ben, are you Ben or are you Jeremiah?
Jeremiah, I'm Ben.
Okay, Jeremiah, good to have you on the show. What was your first job, Jeremiah?
I work in a bakery.
Okay, you currently work in a bakery?
No.
Oh, your first job was in a bakery?
Yes.
Okay, how much was your first salary?
10,000.
Okay, that's nice. What do you currently do? Where do you currently work?
I'm not working anywhere currently.
Okay, so how long ago was this job you had?
3 months ago.
3 months ago was when you got your first job?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. So what did you do?
Just 21.
You're just 21. Oh, that's nice.
What did you do for the bakery?
Packing, the packaging of the bread.
Okay. Did you like it? Did you like the job?
No.
No?
It was very stressful.
I can imagine. Okay. So are you done with school or were you just doing it to pass time? Like, you know, what's the situation there?
I'm just doing it just for to keep myself busy where I'm at home.
Okay. All right. Well, well done. You've added an experience to your CV and you're going to get another job and you're going to add that to your CV as well. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for calling us, Jeremiah. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Dapo Ogidolu.
Good to have you on the show. What was your first job?
My first job is a sales executive.
Okay.
Then that was in 1999 or so.
Okay.
I earned 4,000 naira. Then after my OND, I gained admission to CFO.
Okay.
Then my second salary started from 7,000 naira. Currently, I'm earning about 100 plus.
Okay.
So, but now, my organization is about to liquidate by June, okay, which I'm looking forward to another work to do.
Okay. Okay, so liquidate means they're going to lay off a lot of you?
They want to, yes, exactly.
Oh,
they want to close down the business.
Okay, so now you're going to have to get another job.
Exactly.
I see. What do you do for this organization?
I am an HR personnel.
Okay.
Human resources.
Okay. Well, I mean, HR job is plenty now, so you're going to get another
yes,
one.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you so exactly. much for calling and sharing your story
Thank
with
you
us.
Too. This is my first time of calling.
I'm glad you called us today. We hope you call us again.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Bye. We've got Henshaw on Facebook who says, Sadra, I worked as a teacher between 2018 and 2019 before I gained admission into the university. I was paid 8,000 naira, but the first month I was given 6,000 naira due to tax and some other charges. Immediately I got the salary I gave my dad. He took 500 out of it and he gave it to me back. So I used it to pay for my JAMB form in 2018 and I got admission that year. I'm still in school, but ASUU has sent us home. I've not been able to get a good job while at home now. Aww. Henshaw, I'm so glad that you're telling me this story. I love hearing about young people who are hardworking, you know, because it's doing a lot to rubbish that talk about, oh, young people nowadays are not working hard, or young people nowadays don't want to do the work, because it's BS as far as I'm concerned. So I'm really happy to read these stories from really young people. We've got Paul, who says, my first job by Omolaja, I earned 15,000. Okay, what's an Omolaja? You have to explain a bit more. Steph Crown on Facebook says, my first job and salary was in 2017 as a sales boy where electronic equipments are sold. My first salary was 8,000 naira. I did this to save some money before entering the university. Today, I currently work as a freelancer web developer as well as in a full-time role where I earn more than 400K a month. I'm still a student and I've been enjoying the strike. All right. Hey, Steph. Good job, Steph. I'm so proud of you. Well done. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show,
hello,
sir. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Tenga. It's forever to call you.
Oh, Pele.
Woo! Sandra.
Yes.
I've been trying to reach your show for ages.
Oh, I'm glad you're here now. Welcome.
Yeah. My name is Otega.
Hi, Otega. What was your first job?
Woo! You want to know?
Yes.
Way back, I went to boarding house in Delta State.
Okay.
So, during the holidays, I come back. I just bounced my hometown. My first job.
Mm.
Are you talking about paid job or, you know, even if you be as being self-employed or you work for someone?
You can't tell me which is it. Tell me about all of them.
The first one, I actually earned 300 naira a day in 1992.
300 naira a day.
Yes, I was tapping rubber. I don't know if you know rubber.
300 naira a day. That's a lot of money in 1992 yes, now. You were balling now.
Three, 300 naira a day.
A day. Seriously. In 1992. Yes, you were balling
please.
Now. Yes, you were balling.
Yes, please. Hey, 300 naira a day.
A day.
The job? You know the job. You know the work. It was a jungle in the bush. Oh.
I know
now. I don't know if anybody can relate to it. As in tapping rubber.
I know.
Wake up like you get to the forest before daybreak, the break of dawn.
Mm-hmm.
You walk till like 4 in the afternoon or towards the early evening. Wow. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when you do one, you work 1-2 days, you rest the third day because you have to let the trees rest.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot just tap. You have to give them a day to actually rest.
Yeah.
Then you go again.
Yeah.
It was 300 naira a day.
Oh, more. You were burning.
Yeah, 300 naira a day.
I mean, it was really hard work, but you were also balling.
It was stressful. Mm. Then my next job was in Shell, the subcontractor.
Okay.
It was the offshore painting. Coincidentally, it was still 300 naira a day. I was looking for jam money then.
Okay.
You know, and I was looking for something easier.
Okay.
You know, because that jungle work was really crazy.
I can imagine, man.
You know, so it was 300 naira a day. So I think I started off well. You know, you don't want to know what I earn now. You know, you really don't want to know. I'm in an environment where I cannot really spit it out.
Okay, cool. Okay, no problem. But it's a lot of money, yeah? Life is good. That's all we need to know, man. That's all we need to know.
That last guy that said, I tried to have some.
Okay. What do you love about your current job? Tell me what you like about your current job.
Peace of mind.
Yeah?
Peace of mind.
Yeah?
Yeah, peace of mind.
Okay.
Peace of mind. I have my own time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something I was born to do. Okay. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, something I was born to do.
Okay.
You know, I'm like a mediator. I just put things together for people. You know, companies, you know, I just arrange things for them, set up things for them. They need a problem, I solve it for them. I solve it. You know,
so
I'm just like a middleman.
So you're kind of like Olivia Pope from Scandal?
Yeah, you know, I don't see myself like that, but, you know, life is good. I can't complain.
Life is good. I like that.
Life is good.
So all of you that complain about Buhari, you people are just lying.
You know, I'm operating under a different regime.
What regime is that?
I'm under the heavenly rain, you know.
I'll tell you.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm not the Nigerian economy.
Okay. All right. Goodbye, Otega. Thank you for calling
all
us.
All right, man.
Okay. Now, before I take a few more of your calls, we have info to share with you, yes?
Yes, we do. We have some good information from Lucas Green. So Lucas Green is offering a highly discounted wardrobe makeover for men, right? We all know that men's clothing are very, very expensive. So this discount is one of a kind. With just 100,000 naira, you would get a whole 13 items, which include a suit, 3 kaftans, 3 tunics, 2 trousers, 1 shoe and 1 sandal. Wow, that is a lot. Speaking about our woof, this package will get you covered for all your events throughout the year, months on months. And this is a bespoke package as your measurements will be taken and you'll also have to choose your fabrics and designs before production. So they're not going to give you ready-made clothing. You get to choose the fabric, the design, you know, style yourself. The whole creative process is in your hands and that is just simply wonderful. This is a bespoke package, yeah, like I said. And if you want more information and details about this promo by Lucas Green, you can contact them on Instagram. Their Instagram is Lucas Green, or you can just call this number 0703286-7011.
Okay, thank you very much. And thank you to everyone who's called us so far to talk about, you know, their work journey. Otega was our last caller. Otega says he's currently earning even more than that caller who said he was earning 800k right now. So those people are the ones that are the 1% of the 1%. You know, they're not a part of the 80% of Nigerians who NBS says currently do not have up to 500k in their account. You know, so the average Nigerian isn't in that category. You know, so you hear about people like that, their prayer points. You know, they're not the ones that you compare yourselves to, because trust me, there are a lot more Nigerians who are earning anywhere between 30 and 80,000 than there are who are earning between 100 and 200,000. And then there are those who are earning between 400 and 800. And then there are those who are earning between 800 and 4 million every month. depending on the job that you're doing. But those ones are in the very, very, very top bracket. And most people are within that 60 to 200 bracket, right? But whatever you're earning, you know, be happy with it, be content with it, and know that sometimes it's the journey that counts. So the more experience you get, the further along you can climb on the ladder, and the more money you may be able to make for yourself and for your families. But I'm really proud of everyone who has called in and shared their stories. I'm really proud of you, really proud of your journey, really proud of the hard work that you've put into building your life. I mean, take a look at that story. Going into the jungle to go and tap rubber for hours every day. God damn. I don't want to do it, man. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Chinwe, calling from New Road.
Chinwe, what was your first job?
First of all, happy Workers' Day to you.
Same to you, Chinwe.
And happy Workers' Day to all our workers, the military, the paramilitary.
Okay.
All the government functionaries, both those that are having ulcer because of big luncheon.
Okay.
Those that are having ulcer because of no luncheon.
Okay.
And all our workers in Nigeria, both those in government and private organizations. Happy Workers' Day to all of us.
Happy Workers' Day to all of us.
Yes, thank you very much. My first job was with Ashaka Security.
Okay.
At Ikeja. Yes, I was posted as a security personnel.
Okay.
At Mr. Biggs.
Okay.
Akoka.
Okay.
Then I worked as a security officer in charge of goods coming in. I'm going out.
Okay.
And then I was paid 7,000. From there, I saved a little money to move down to university when I got admission to University of Benin.
Okay.
I did diploma, actually, 2 years.
Okay.
Then I established a business on campus.
Okay.
While doing that, I also worked at Access Bank.
Okay.
For some months before I went back to my full-time to get my BA in international studies.
Okay.
And after that, I got a teaching job.
Okay.
In Binata group of schools in Benin City.
Okay.
Where I was paid as a graduate. I was paid 8,000 naira at then.
Okay.
Then later on, I moved down to Lagos when my husband was transferred down to Lagos.
Okay.
Then here in Lagos, I got about two different jobs from two different schools.
Okay.
One paid 18,000. The last one I worked with at Alausa with Pastor Diolo Ojo.
Mm-hmm.
God bless her. She's a very nice woman.
Okay.
I was paid 45,000. Then during the lockdown,
okay,
I resigned because I got a business opportunity.
Okay.
To sell green.
Okay.
To sell green. So I worked as an Empower, before I came down to Lagos.
Okay.
An Empower teacher.
Okay.
An Empower teacher here.
Okay.
Then before I came down to Lagos. So presently, I'm selling grains.
Okay.
Though I love teaching.
Okay.
That's the best job I can ever do.
Do you think you're going to go back and teach?
If I have a better offer, probably with a good private organization or a missionary organization or a government school, I would prefer to go back because I love teaching.
Okay. What did you teach?
I teach social studies.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling and sharing your story with us. Ola Olola De Adekoya says, my first work was in a bakery as a secretary. I was being paid daily, Monday to Friday, 300 naira. Saturdays, 500 naira. But I work from 6 a.m. To 9 p.m. And that's all. Oh, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. And that's all for the day. But my first official job was being an IT student at GT Bank, where I was paid 40,000 naira monthly. But the stress and tension accompanied with that job was tiring to me. He's telling me that he has not been contacted yet about something he played. Okay, we're going to reach out to you. We've got Sunday James, who says that he's an artisan. And he said that contractors have finished them by collecting huge money and paying them tokens. He also says that the Cotonou, Togo, Ghana are the ones who have ruined this nation in terms of labor. There's no work for the Nigerian artisan. Sunday James, if we enter artisan matter, you get why, James. You get why people begin look outside, though. No be say, you get why. In fact, I think that should be a topic. I think we're gonna like talk about Nigerian artisans one day. Sunday, James, I will reach out to you on Facebook. Maybe you'll be my guest and we'll talk about, you know, what it's like being a Nigerian artisan, you know, and why you don't used to do good work, because you put a prayer point, I swear to God. But yeah, that will be a conversation on the show. I'm not sure when, but I'll think about it and come back to it. Okay, let me come back and take a few more calls. Just one call, one more call, and then we'll call it a wrap. Hello, thanks for calling.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
My name is Dong Chide.
All right, good to have you on the show. What was your first job?
My first job, I worked in Abuja, 2012. I was a CS student.
Okay.
And I was collecting 10,000.
Okay. What was the job?
And I work in the politician's house, McDonald, which is late.
Okay.
Last year, he died last year.
Okay. What were you doing for him? 000. What were you doing for the politician?
I was a security, yeah.
Oh.
I was a security.
Okay. Okay.
Now, because of the salary, I have to locate to Lagos to further my education. I worked in 2018 to 2019. Mm-hmm. I went back and write my exam.
Okay.
I come back this year. This year has been a very good year for me. I thank God.
Okay.
My first job, I got on collecting 60,000 now.
Nice.
At Matopeda Fashion House.
Nice.
Fashion Design. I'm working as a security.
Nice. And they pay regularly.
I'm very happy working with the job.
Okay.
The job give me, I'm an artist. I'm an upcoming artist. So it give me a lot of inspirations.
Okay. Oh, that's nice.
Make me. I got a lot of songs on my head every day and night.
That's nice.
So the experience makes me nice.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. Ooh, I'd love to ask him, you know, what the one thing he would change about the job is, if he could change anything about the job. We've got Adebayo Tomiwa, who says, I'm 18 and my first job is me currently working as a sales boy for my mom in her shop. She doesn't pay me. I also own a blog. I just gained admission and I'm looking forward to starting. Congratulations to you, Tomiwa, on getting admission. I'm proud of you. And yes, they don't pay. They just use us as free labor, huh? Because I shared that my own first job was a supervisor in our supermarket. You know, that was my first unofficial job. I wasn't paid for that. They would tell me that I was feeding at home and they were paying my school fees. So why should they pay me to supervise the supermarket? Yeah, they never pay, but it's fine. It's a great experience. And that job you're doing, you know, as a salesperson for your mom or your auntie or your uncle, that's actually experience that you're going to put into your CV. You see, a lot of these things that we do, you know, I'm going to get someone whose job it is to write CVs to come and talk about writing CVs on the show, so that you see how a lot of the little experiences you gain from different odd places can actually help towards building your CV and making you more employable. But anyways, thanks for sharing your stories with me. That's all the time we have. I'll be back tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We'll have our very first debate for the playoff rounds. And then 5 o'clock, Road to 2023. Let's talk about all the political stories. I'm S. Ezekwesili on social media. Sandra Ezekwesili everywhere. Good night, Lagos.